these type of tunes you very, very seldom hear. Not very many people play them anymore.
We try to continue the old tunes, especially those from our region.
And this man here, I don't know if I told you, a couple years ago won the old-time music State of Ohio Fiddle Championship. John was in the... Tell him, John, about that.
Well, I was in the infantry. In what, that's 1967.
You got out in 63, so yeah. Somewhere between 60 and 63.
But anyway, I was a machine gunner. Man, that hard darn work. When we'd have some spare time, we formed a little band with four of us. Formed a band. So that was at Fort Devens, Massachusetts at the time. So we got in the contest and won. So they sent us to New York City and had another contest. We won it. So the last 5 months I was in there, all I'd done was play music, and that was it. We had a bus and a big truck with all the stage stuff on and everything. When I got out, I extended 30 days just to finish the show. Yeah. So I told B, I said, when I got home, I said, I know they're gonna lose me somewhere. I said, I ain't telling them a thing. I said, unless they come and you find me. So I waited till there was no chance at all, and then I.
You waited 8 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then I. I wrote him a letter and told him,
You've never gotten your discharge
papers. I've never gotten discharge papers or anything.
You know. Worried sick about it.
And here John was MP, right?
Going to meetings every 2 weeks.
And
or so.
In the summertime, he had to go to the camps and all that stuff. I didn't have to go to nothing.
John was playing the fiddle. We were dodging bullets and crawling through the foxhole.
He
was in the special services.
He never let me live that day. I can hear it, I can generally pick it back up.
Started on.